What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to one of our podcasts. I'm Cruz.
I'm Jack. Yeah.
And today we're only gonna be talking about football. Last time we talked about a lot of different things, but we told you last podcast that if you didn't see it, which you should, but if you didn't see it, then we did say that we were gonna make these short, so this one's gonna be about like 30 seconds. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to talk about some football.
Yeah.
Excited for
So,
that.
what do you want to start with? Obviously, the trade deadline was on
Yeah,
Tuesday.
a lot of
Do
new
you want to start
trades.
with that or the game picks?
Let's go ahead and talk about the game picks so then we can just
All
quickly talk about the trade deadline.
right, so there's a game tonight at 8:15. It's the Eagles and Texans playing on Prime Video. I'm not going to be able to watch that, but kind of sad.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really close game tonight. But
Yeah, totally.
yeah, I mean the Eagles have a cake schedule at the for the rest of this year, honestly. They really don't have
Yeah.
any other opponents that they're playing besides the Giants. But the yeah, tonight I think it's gonna be I think it'll be a pretty like a blowout win for the Eagles. I think they'll win by a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I do have the Eagles. Honestly, so like I know you said last week that we might not go undefeated. But like the way things are looking, we could go undefeated.
Yeah, there's a chance, but well, I
We
mean, it's
would
kind of
have to beat
more.
the Cowboys again, but yeah.
Yeah, it's more of your schedule though, because your schedule is not that hard at all. Like your schedule's like
Yeah.
super easy.
And our team's good though, too.
Yeah, your team is good, but it's yeah, your team is good, but they look a lot better because of their schedule.
All right. Next on the first game on Sunday, I guess, even though they all start at 1. Colts at Patriots.
I'm gonna go with the Patriots on this one because I think Bailey Zappe, I think he'll is he starting again for the
I don't
Patriots?
even know.
Well,
He
I don't even
might.
know, but I'm assuming Bailey Zappe starts this game. I think he will I think he'll have a good game once again, and I think he'll lead his team to the victory once again. And it's also the Colts don't know who their quarterback is either. I mean, Sam Ehlinger is their quarterback, but he's not really. He's nothing too crazy, so that's why I'm gonna go with the Patriots this pick.
I'm actually gonna go with the Colts here.
Okay.
I know that like Sam Ehlinger is like starting and everything like that. I don't really care about that because Jonathan Taylor is healthy again, and so I think he's gonna have a monster game against this Patriots defense. Even though the Patriots defense has been playing good, you know. Right, next we got Packers at Lions. I'm not joking. Like usually, like a year or two ago, we would say this is not a close game whatsoever. This might actually be a close game.
Yeah, I can. Out of all the games this week, I feel like this would be the one to most likely go into overtime. Because
Yeah.
I don't really know who I want to win. Because usually I go with the Packers, but I also kind of feel bad for the Lions because they've lost so many bad games this season, and they're 1-6. I feel like they deserve to win this game, but I don't know if they'll be able to. But I think I'm actually gonna pick the Lions in a really close one.
Yeah. I'm also gonna pick the Lions, not gonna lie. Because I just don't know. Actually, no, I can't. I have to pick the Packers.
Oh
I just feel like they're
yeah.
gonna win somehow.
Gotta
I
find a
can't
way.
doubt Aaron Rodgers too much.
All
I mean, he
right.
has lost some bad games, but yeah.
Yeah. Next game.
All right. Next we got Chargers at Falcons. Falcons have been looking pretty hot. I'm gonna go first here. I think the Chargers will win though.
Yes. Yeah, I think the Chargers are gonna win, especially coming off of a bye week last week. I think they'll As all of them are going to be really healthy and they'll be energized, and I think they'll win. I think they'll win against the Falcons this week.
Yeah, and Austin Eckler has been looking like a top running back in the league
Yeah,
this year so far.
I
So,
think he is probably top three running back in the NFL along with Nick Chubb.
yeah. All right. Next game, Bills at Jets. Usually, this game, like the Packers at Lions, this game would be close, but this game, I mean, not close. This game might be close.
Well, I mean, I can see it being close, but I'm still going to pick the Bills because out of all the games they've had this season, It looks like nobody can stop their defense. Like, I don't think they're going to be slowing down anytime soon. I think they're going to lose another game, a game or two this season, probably. They're probably going to lose it, have a bad loss, but this game, I think they're going to beat the Jets.
Yeah. I have the Bills here, too. I actually have the Bills, you know, I have them winning my Super Bowl, so, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't really think that the Jets have any chance, really. Because if you think about it on paper, the Jets don't have a good roster. They're just playing good this year.
Yeah, I mean, they did have a pretty good running back in Breece Hall, and then that went downhill once he got hurt.
Well, now they have James Robinson, so, yeah.
Yeah. But...
And we'll get to more trades later in the video, ladies and gentlemen. All right, next, we have the Vikings at Commanders.
I'm not just saying this because I don't like the Vikings, but I, of course, now that I say this, the Vikings are probably going to blow out the Commanders, but I feel like the Commanders might win this game in a really close one because they have a chip on their shoulder coming off a pretty good win against the Green Bay Packers. I feel like they found that spark, and I feel like they will find a way to win against the Vikings and snap that winning streak.
Wow, really? It is at Commanders, but their stadium is pretty much just being destroyed right now. So
yeah.
I actually have the Vikings. I don't know why you don't like the Vikings. I like them a lot because their defense is not terrible. And, I mean, it doesn't look like they play necessarily great, but I really like their defense. And also, like, you know, their offense is amazing. They have Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook on the same offense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have the Vikings.
I can see that, though. I'm not I can see that happening.
Yeah. All right, next game. All right, we got Panthers at Bengals. Bengals had a loss last week. I was really surprised, actually.
Yeah, me too. I was really surprised about the Bengals' very poor performance last week against Cleveland. I was not expecting them to lose that bad. I did not. Yeah, that was a really embarrassing win for the Bengals. I think though they will come back this week. I think they'll be kind of frustrated this week because of how bad that loss was, and I think they'll blow out the Panthers because the Panthers are still probably going to be starting PJ Walker or Baker Mayfield this game.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, they didn't trade. I mean, I don't remember if they traded anybody during the deadline. Because it looked like they might have traded Brian Burns or, like, DJ Moore at the deadline, but I don't think they did. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're just stuck with their roster. I do have the Bengals here, though. This is easy dub for them. I assume that we will win. Can't, like, automatically say that we will. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next game. Raiders at Jaguars.
Man, yeah, this is also – pretty close game. I think I will go with the Jaguars this game because Travis Etienne has been on fire the past few games, and I think he will continue success through this game. And I think he'll have over 100 yards rushing this game.
Yeah, and you might even get 100 yards. I mean, like in the air receiving.
Yeah,
I mean he's just been tearing it up. Yeah, I have the Jaguars here too. You want to talk about the Raiders last week? How you said that. The Raiders would definitely win over the Saints and how, like, you know.
They kind of lost by a little bit.
And how, like, I said that, you know, Dante Adams might just get locked up by Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Or do you want to just skip past that?
We can go past that, but the main reason the Raiders lost is, one, obviously, like you said, they locked Marshawn Lattimore locked up on Devontae Adams. But also, I mean, Alvin Kamara, though, like, he played so good. Like,
yeah, he played amazing.
At the beginning of the season, no one thought he was any good because he was hurt and all this stuff. And he comes back, and he's on fire this game. I think – I don't really know why I picked the Raiders last week, but I just did not expect Alvin Kamara to play that good.
Yeah. All right, I have the Jags here, too. I don't know if I said that already, but yeah. All right, last 1 o'clock game, which could probably be the first one for all I know, but whatever. Dolphins at Bears. It might be snowing this game.
Which will impact the Dolphins a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the Dolphins here, especially, which we will get into this later, but especially because they added Bradley Chubb from the Broncos.
That makes your defensive top load.
The Dolphins kind of, like, how do I say this? I think they just kind of rebuilt a little bit. They just kind of, I think I have them, I don't want to say big, but I think they'll win somewhere around 10 points against the Bears. But I think that Justin Fields has been playing a lot better, and I think he'll play good against the Dolphins, but I don't think they'll play good enough.
Yeah, Justin Fields has been looking pretty good. I mean, you know, we watched that Commanders game, which they lost because Darnell Mooney wasn't able to put his hand over the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's been looking pretty good this past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would agree. But I don't think that'll be enough for the – I also think that Bradley Chubb on the Dolphins will have an immediate impact on with their defense. I think he'll have at least a sack against the Bears this week.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he plays good. I really like Bradley Chubb. All right, this game is at 4 o'clock. This will be a good game, in my opinion, even though, like, one team is better than the other one, I guess. Mm-hmm. Seahawks at Cardinals.
Yeah, I think coming off that good win against the Giants last week with the Seahawks, I think they will they'll win against the Cardinals again this week. The Cardinals really can't find anything like going. I mean, sure they got DeAndre Hopkins played really good last week, but I don't think he'll play as good this week, and I have the Seahawks by a little bit.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go Cardinals. I think they will win. It's at Cardinals, too, which makes it better for them. You know, and, like, Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins have been playing so good recently, so I just don't see how they won't win.
Yeah. I would agree, but...
Yeah. All right. Now we're getting on to two very similar teams, I would say, in my opinion, that have underperformed. The Rams at Buccaneers.
Ooh, this is a hard one. Yeah, as you said, both these teams have underperformed this season. I don't think. Yeah. You know, I might go with the Bucs this one. I might have to go against my Cooper Kupp this week. Yeah, I think I have the Bucs on this one because I think that they're just so mad from that loss, that embarrassing loss last week against the Panthers. And yeah. I think they'll find a way to win this game against the Rams. But I think it will be a very close game.
I'm actually going to go with the Rams here because I actually do believe in Cooper Kupp. I think they'll have a good week. And, like, Bucs have been struggling so much that I can't really see them winning this game.
Yeah.
All right. Next game we got Titans at Chiefs.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy pick. I have the Chiefs big over the. Actually, I'm not gonna say big, but I have the Chiefs over the Titans. Also, this may surprise you guys, but I feel like Kadarius Toney will have an impact on the Chiefs as well because I think he hasn't. I think he will play well because he kind of fits into the spot. Not necessarily of Tyreek Hill, but that wide receiver position they've been – that extra wide receiver position they've been lacking. But I have them big over the Titans.
I don't think Kadarius Toney really play well. I do have the Chiefs over the Titans. I actually think – like, so when they traded for Kadarius Toney, I was so confused. Because Juju – I mean, he was playing pretty good, I guess. But, like – I don't see Kadarius Toney as their number one wide receiver.
Well, yeah, I never said that. I'm saying I think he will play better than people expect him to play.
Yeah, okay, I guess. So what do you think, like 100 yards?
No, maybe 60.
Okay. All right, last game of the week, and then we can get on to the trade deadline. Ravens at Saints. I have the Ravens with this one. I think the Ravens have been playing too well to lose this game.
Yeah, I think I'll also pick the Ravens in this one because I don't think there's a way that Alvin Kamara will have as good of a game as he had last week. But I think the Ravens have just been playing too good to lose against the Saints.
Yeah. All right, that was the Monday night game, so that was the last game of the week. Let's get on to these trades. All right, so, you know, we had earlier the past week, we had Robert Quinn get traded to the Eagles, which was, I really like that trade, for pretty much nothing. Then, you know, you had Roquan Smith get traded, which to the Ravens, which will really help their defense a lot, because especially that linebacker core, it's okay. They don't have the greatest linebacker core in the NFL, so it'll really help.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, let's just get into these trades. So, yeah. All right. First, we had Colts trading Nyheim Hines to the Bills for Zach Moss and a couple picks. I mean, the Bills really need a running back, and Nyheim Hines is okay, but I don't really know, like, what they were really thinking, because I feel like they could have gotten a better running back.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing. And they had to give up a running back, too, which a young running back, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, those were in two separate trades, by the way.
Yeah.
Not in the same trade. All right, next, we got the Steelers. This is a surprise in my opinion. I didn't think he'd go to this team. Steelers trading Chase Claypool to the Bears.
Yeah, so I just thought about this. Yeah, so Chase Claypool, I think for him being traded to the Bears, that will benefit Justin Fields, the Bears quarterback, and George Pickens as another wide receiver for the Steelers, because I feel like since with Chase Claypool gone, I feel like George Pickens will get a lot more targets, and as a result of that, I think he'll get a lot more catches and be playing a lot more better. A lot better.
I think this is good for both Justin Fields and like George Pickens, as like you said,
mm-hmm.
and like especially Justin Fields, because I mean, I don't understand why the Bears trade for him, but it's good for Justin Fields. But like, this is pretty much just going to be a rebuilding team. I mean, like, you know, they literally traded their two best defensive players.
Yeah.
So I'm just a little confused. Okay.
I'll say the next one. So the next one for me, I have T.J. Hockenson being traded from the Lions to the Vikings.
Yeah, that was very, very crazy. Really, just, you know, I don't understand why they did that. The Lions speaking, because I feel like they don't need to go into full rebuild mode right now. And I don't see what they got was enough for what, like, okay, they got like a second and third round pick or whatever, you know. But like, that Vikings team is going to get a lot better, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were really doing there, but they did it. I mean, they did it.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that trade, but I mean, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know why the Lions traded him, because he's like their best tight end. Like, I mean, he's really one of their only tight ends, but like, he's their best tight end. I don't really know why. I mean, they really didn't trade him like for much of anything. Like, it's like, yeah, that kind of just didn't make any sense. But, this next one I'm gonna talk about is how about the Jaguars getting suspended Calvin Ridley from the Falcons?
I am so confused on both ends. So, like, the Falcons, like, they didn't need to really trade him, I don't think. I guess they just didn't want him betting on more games. What they got for him, I don't understand really either.
But, yeah.
But, and then the Jaguars, why are you trading for him? Like, you didn't win enough to try to get into the playoffs this year. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, it gives a weapon for Trevor Lawrence. It's always good to give, you know, a good weapon for a young quarterback. But, like, man, I'm a little confused by that.
Yeah, so I'm going to skip through some of these other trades, because, I mean, y'all can look at those later on ESPN. But, so how about the Packers not picking up a wide receiver this trade deadline?
Yeah, that was a little bit confusing. I didn't understand what they were doing there. I really did expect him to. I mean, even like trade for like you know Chase Claypool or Kenny Galladay or you know somebody. I mean, I bet they were trying to do it, but I don't. Just yeah. We do have one more trade though that we didn't really talk about. That you want to talk about? Bradley Chubb going to the Dolphins.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one already. But yeah, I think, like I said earlier, I feel like he will have a big impact on the Dolphins immediately, especially being that one of those main defensive players on the Dolphins now. Yeah, and I think he will. I think he'll finish the season strong with the Dolphins. I think he's a good fit for the Dolphins, and he'll play really well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll play really well. I think he should get some sacks too. So
yeah.
I do think that, yeah. Okay, you want to do a little segment here, I guess, if you want to call it that. I'm going to give you top 10 just top 10 players from CBS. Okay, this is from CBS. Oh, yeah. And you're going to tell me how you would rank them, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to do it, like, based off each other. So at number 10, you have Jalen Ramsey, right? Versus number 9, Myles Garrett. Who is better?
Well, I mean, obviously Myles Garrett. I think, I mean, Jalen Ramsey's been playing good this year, but I think Myles Garrett, especially after that Bengals game, I think he's been playing a lot better. Well, I mean, I think he'll just play like every other season he's had in the NFL and just get a bunch of sacks.
Okay, yeah. Who is better, Myles Garrett or Devontae Adams?
You see, it is kind of difficult to compare these two because they're completely different, positions. But
yeah,
I honestly feel like that Myles Garrett is better than Devontae Adams right now because Devontae Adams, he kind of hates his team. I feel like he might not, but I feel like he does because they traded an arm and a leg for Devontae Adams, and he has not had a crazy impact on them. It's just Derek Carr has thrown to him a bunch. One of the most highest targeted receivers in the NFL right now, probably.
Yeah.
And I just feel like he's not capitalized like the Raiders thought he would. Mm-hmm. And I still just think Myles Garrett will just continue to be him and just get a ton of sacks.
Yeah. I replaced Trent Williams with Devontae Adams because I really do not think that Trent Williams is. I mean, he's an offensive line, but like he's not too good.
All right, yeah.
But next we got Myles Garrett versus T.J. Watt.
T.J. Well, of course T.J. Watt is out, but if T.J. Watt was still in,
all this is healthy. All this is healthy.
Yes, healthy T.J. Watt would I think be better than Myles Garrett. Just T.J. Watt, I think, is faster. And he's just more, he's just really better at everything, I feel like.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's younger. He actually might be older, but whatever. All right. TJ Watt, this is going to be really hard to compare. TJ Watt or Tom Brady?
So are we talking about this season?
We are talking about this season.
Okay, yeah, TJ Watt. Which, of course, he has played one game, but Tom Brady, I feel like, some of those losses have kind of been on him, which, of course, you could argue that it's, like, some of his receivers' faults, like that horrible catch by – well, not even a catch by Mike Evans last week.
Yeah, he just bobbled that, like, 17 times.
But I do feel like a lot of the flaws on the Buccaneers' offense were on Tom Brady. But yeah. I still feel like a healthy TJ Watt is – almost unstoppable.
Yeah. Okay. TJ Watt or Cooper Kupp?
Ooh, my man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Cooper Kupp for this one because for the Rams offense, they really haven't had any kind of like spark in their offense besides Cooper Kupp. He's really like the only player that's kept them in the games they've won.
Yeah,
I just think he's been playing well. As always this season, but I think he's better.
So this list was going into this next season. Mm-hmm. So this dude is not in top 10. I'm assuming he will be in top 10 by next season.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp or Justin Jefferson?
Oh, that's really hard. If I could say tie, I would, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's really hard. I think I'll have to go with Justin Jefferson. I feel like he's younger.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, I really didn't either. I really don't even know. I feel like Justin Jefferson is just, I think even though he's not playing as good this season, I feel like he will start to play a lot better next season.
Justin Jefferson? I think he will.
Yes.
This is his best season so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think so. But yeah, he's played really good this season, but yeah, I still think that next year he'll have a better year than Cooper Kupp, which of course I'm probably going to be completely wrong.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite players in the NFL is Justin Jefferson. I think I said that last week,
but yeah.
I really do like him, and Cooper Kupp, like, the Rams have just not been good, and like mm-hmm. their defense has been good, but their offense has been bad. I'm not blaming that on Cooper Kupp. I mean, more of like just the Rams offense. But like, you know, and the Vikings have been winning games, so you know, that's just, it's more of a plus for me.
Yeah, I agree with you about Justin Jefferson, but
yeah. All right, next one. Justin Jefferson or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Yeah, I mean, he can do everything. If he lined up in the wide receiver position, he could probably be pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been unstoppable this season. He's playing MVP caliber right now. I feel like, as I said last week, he will probably win. I think it's about 90% he will win the MVP this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Josh Allen. Yeah. That might surprise you, but I mean, Josh Allen, I mean, Patrick Mahomes can run, but nothing like Josh Allen. Josh Allen just like a commentator said, I can't remember who it was. It may have been Al Michaels the other day when the Bills were playing. Whenever you watch Josh Allen play, you're always expecting this big play to happen. And with some of these other quarterbacks, you're not really expecting that to happen. But, like, every single snap, you're just expecting something awesome to happen.
Yeah. All right. So, next on the list was Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to replace him with somebody.
Okay.
Josh Allen or Micah Parsons?
I think I have this is kind of the Justin Jefferson Cooper Kupp kind of deal.
Yeah, I know you like both these players.
Yeah, I think I have Josh Allen in a really close one.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah, I think Micah Parsons is probably he's a defensive player of the year contender. But I still think that Josh Allen's just unstoppable.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah. All right, now, last on the list, Josh Allen or Aaron Donald?
I'm going to have to go with Josh Allen again. I feel like,
I didn't expect you not to say Josh Allen, but that took you a lot. Like shorter of a time to say that.
Yeah, I just think honestly, I think in like 3 or 4 years, Micah Parsons will be better than Aaron Donald. Which of course I say that because Aaron Donald's probably gonna be older by then. But Micah Parsons will be the next Aaron Donald in like a couple years.
All right. Do you want to stop right now, or do you think you want to stop right now?
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Okay. Cool. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching this episode of this podcast. As we said, it was a little bit shorter, and we only talked about the NFL today. Hopefully, we can talk about the NBA next week, maybe a little bit. But, yeah.
All right.
Thank you for watching. I guess we'll see you later.
Peace. See ya.